Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in to today's show. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you are listening to us from. I appreciate you tuning in. Today I have a great conversation with Dr. Ludi Green, and she is a national expert on preventing violence against women and children through economic empowerment and employment placement. And she draws on her 18 years of experience in the human resources field and over 20 years as a human rights activist, and also has founded Second Chance Employment Services, the first and only employment agency in the U.S. for domestic violence and human trafficking victims. And today, Dr. Green and I talk about toxic relationships and how to identify them if you're in one, how to address the issues with your partner and or leave the relationship. You know, that's something that I was curious about, is when does it become something that you're just trying to work through, and when is it something that's toxic and just should not be tolerated in a relationship that you should leave. And also, Dr. Green and I talk about how to support a friend or relative who you see in a toxic or abusive relationship. So all really important stuff. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you like this show, if it has been valuable to you, we really appreciate those 5-star iTunes reviews. It really helps us to be seen and is social proof for other people that are thinking to listen to the show. We really appreciate that. As always, we love you guys. Enjoy today's show. Hi, Dr. Green. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you, Chase. So excited to be here.
Today, we're going to talk about toxic relationships. And you and I in the pre-show were talking a bit about what to cover. And we thought a good place to start would be just defining what a toxic relationship is. And then we'll talk about identifying them and how to exit them and the different things that are at play. So let's start with what toxic relationship looks like.
A toxic relationship is when sometimes you're in a relationship with someone, either a boyfriend, husband, whatever it is, your girlfriend, and you feel at all times not at ease. You feel that you're walking in eggshells. So your life is not inside your soul. You don't feel happy. And some of the things that you can identify, I want to give you some tips about how to identify you are living through that type of life, which can lead you to abuse, is lack of trust. When someone, for example, is not trusting you, what you're saying, what you're doing, controlling where you're going, who you're with, what type of clothes you need to wear. They tell you what is right or what is wrong. So basically, you don't really know what to say at times because you feel like this person is just at all times controlling your behavior. So that's a little, in a nutshell, what it is to be living with this type of toxic relationship.
And obviously, there's going to be a big scale as to the severity or the toxicity of a relationship, you know, because someone listening might be like, yeah, my partner has trust issues. What's the difference between trust issues and navigating them and in a perfectly healthy way and trust issues that are toxic to a relationship?
For example, right, my husband can ask me, oh, Ludi, where are you going? You know, well, I'm going with my friend. No more. But in a toxic relationship, your husband is asking, where are you going? Okay, can you share with me the phone so I can know where exactly you are, who you're spending time with, how long are you going to be there, when are you coming back? I mean, those are red flags that you need to start thinking about.
And how can someone on the receiving end of that kind of questioning address it?
Well, it all takes some time. So the first thing is to start identifying what type of relationship you're living with, right? You need to understand. And how does it grow? And how can become uncontrollable and can become, you think you can become a victim of abuse? So first, let's identify how you're living. What is your life? Is there a lack of trust? Are you having controlling behaviors out of your house? Hostile communication, like yelling, then calling, people who are throwing things in your place. Silent treatments, which are horrible, and also blaming. You're always being blamed about this, what happened. So the other person never take, you know, responsibility or whatever happened. Also, something to consider is economic abuse. You can be in a relationship, even dating, even living with someone, and this person will even tell you how to use your money. It's unbelievable the things I have seen during my time working in this issue of violence against women and with victims of violence as my clients, where I can see that they're making the money and then the men will tell them how to use it. And then, well, we're not going to do this. We're going to do that. They even taking away their cars. They're taking away their, you know, their credit cards. I mean, it's unbelievable. So that's some of the things that you can see in relationships that they are toxic. The other area is like when I said before, when they ask you who you're with, when they're controlling your behaviors. For example, if you are in a place acting like you're in a group with people and they're acting like you don't even know what you're talking about. So they disregard you. You start becoming like a ghost, you know, in this relationship. You are non-existent. What you say is not really correct or right. Then accessing also your devices, like I said before, they want to know your emails. They want to know about your phone, who is in connecting with you, who are your friends. And another area is the all take, no give. So if your relationship consistently is around what makes your partner happy and ignores your needs, there is a big problem. So this is some of the, you know, signs that I wanted to share with you about how can you identify what type of relationship you're living with and that it is a toxic relationship.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. Do you want to know one of my favorite meals? It's a slice of toasted bread with tomato, mozzarella, basil, olive oil, salt and pepper, and a little drizzle of balsamic glaze. makes my heart happy. It's so simple. It's so delicious. And I love that all the ingredients get to show off their individual flavors. I used to eat it all the time as my easy go-to meal. And then all of a sudden, there was a ton of messaging out there telling me that I shouldn't eat carbs and that I shouldn't eat bread and that bread is bad. And I hate to admit it, but I cut out bread entirely for the longest time. And it wasn't until recently that I started to understand that not all bread is created equal. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. I highly recommend that you give their bread a try. They're giving Relationship Advice listeners 10% off when you visit hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. I was so excited to discover Hero Bread. It's truly amazing, and they've made a product that is tasty and soft while having 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and high in fiber. I'm not going to lie, their white bread is so good, and it makes the best tomato and mozzarella sandwich. Last week, Stella and I were back in Florida visiting our family, and we all walked to the lake, and the only bread we had in the house was Hero Bread. So we grabbed a slice, walked to the lake, and by the time we got there, Stella had eaten the whole piece of bread and, of course, wanted more. So the poor ducks didn't get any Hero Bread, but Stella did. Since I had cut out bread for a while, every time I ate low-quality bread, my body felt bad. It felt bloated and I didn't feel great. But with Hero Bread, I feel good after eating it, which makes my life so much easier because now I can go back to my easy grab-and-go sandwiches when I'm on the run. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. That's IDO at HERO.co.
Let's say someone listening is identifying with some of these patterns. What do they do? Again, I'm kind of, looking for some clarification because there is a scale to these things. There's a, you know, if someone is just super controlling and certainly I want to talk about physical abuse too, it seems like that is a situation that you just need to exit that relationship as opposed to, let's say someone's controlling, but they recognize it, and they're trying to do better, and then that's a relationship that can grow, right? And maybe it's like a slippery slope because sometimes that person is abusive, sometimes they're on good behavior. So how do we tell what level we're at of, let's say, toxicity and when it's something we should work on with our partner and try to save, or it's something that it's like, hey, I need to get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I mentioned before, you know, I basically share with you the areas that you think that's out of control, basically, when they are like name calling, throwing you things, screaming at you. I mean, that is a hostile communication or your economic abuse or the lack of trust, asking you where you're going, what are you doing, who you're spending time with. Definitely that is not, you know, you're already in bad shape. Now, something normal is everybody will have, you know, miscommunications or sometimes you have disagreements, but they're normal. Like, for example, your husband or your partner may ask, okay, what are you going to buy? You know, they can, or you can talk with them. Okay, let's discuss about we're going to buy this. If you're doing with your husband, you're buying a new car or you're buying something for the house or for yourself. It's normal to talk about things like that. There's nothing wrong with it. It becomes, you know, a problem when somebody starts controlling what you make, making your own money. You cannot even use the way you want it. You can use it, but not in a way that, you know, you're doing it under no control. But what I'm talking about is like, if you're making your money, you're working, people cannot take away your credit cards, cannot take away your rights to use the money, and cannot take your rights to have a car. I mean, there are many things that are basic that you have to have in your life. Then you start seeing, okay, this is not right. Something is going wrong. And then when you start realizing this person at all times is first, only the happiness of this individual, either a woman or a man, is first and not yours, you're basically forgotten. You are in a big problem. You are really in trouble and you need to address it. I will recommend people to start addressing it at the beginning where you start seeing some red flags. What are red flags? If you start just dating, right? And again, we're going to go back to that. A person who start controlling in a sense of knowing where you are, who you're with. Are you spending too much time with your family? When can they see you? They want to see you more than what you can do. A person who starts getting upset or angry at basic little things. A person who is not giving you a place for you to say up, to speak up. It's basically he or her just speaking up and saying whatever they think of their minds, but you're like forgotten. So those are the areas that I will think a person can have those as a red flags. Now we can go out to what can we do about it? And that's what you were thinking about and you were asking me, right? Correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So now how you address this type of relationships and how can you just stop the abuser, right? You stop the person who's basically creating all these problems in your life. I will say myself personally and what I have advised people, if you're at the beginning where things seems like there may be a way that they can be fixed and recover before they get out of control, I totally recommend having somebody who's a counselor or someone who deals with relationships, a relationship coach, can be a psychologist that can help you understand each other. And then you can come with, you know, how the way you're going to communicate and how you're going to lead your relationship. So that's the first thing I will recommend. But when you get out into already you're in a toxic relationship and you can't take it anymore because you're at all times walking on eggshells, I feel that you need to, for sure, stop your contact with the person, with the abuser. And one of the things that are very important is find a support system. You need to find a support system, someone that you can share about what is happening in your life, what has happened. You know, a faith-based community can be a women groups, a life coach, like I said before, a psychologist. Sometimes family, you can share with family, but then the intervention, it can cause, you know, a lot of distress. Because many times when a person, a woman ended up in an abusive relationship, toxic relationship, they just want to be heard. They don't want people to tell them, you know, this or that or recommending. I think the best address is identifying a psychologist or a counselor that can help you understand yourself and what type of relationship you're living in and how can you help yourself. Then also, I think it's very important at all times, set firm boundaries. Stay calm, firm, and consistent in everything you say when you're with this person or when you leave this person already, because you cannot tolerate somebody treating you like that and disregarding you and oppressing you in every area. Then when you leave a relationship, something that I spoke about to several of the victims that I dealt with is no contact with the individual. You have to delete their phone numbers, no messages on the emails, you know, getting them out of your life, because that's the best way to just, you know, cut all contacts. Because as long as you are in contact with the individual, you are still a victim and you are still under their authority and their power, because they exert their power by making you feel less. And in your mind, many women have shared with me that they feel prisoner of their, you know, of this relationship. So there are prisoners in their own minds. And in the book that I wrote called Ending Domestic Violence Captivity, I refer myself as domestic captivity, which is a condition of a person who has been deprived of power to terminate an abusive, violent, intimate relationship. And this doesn't mean that the person has to be trapped, you know, in a home or in a place. Basically, in your mind, you become trapped. You can't act anymore like you are. You start losing your interests, your desires, the things you used to do that you used to have fun with. You become numb in life and you can't be yourself anymore.
This is all really valuable to think about. And it's like a lot of the things we talk about on the show, easier said than done, right? So I want to ask you, why do we get stuck? Because someone certainly knows, hey, my partner is asking me all these questions. They don't trust me. This doesn't feel good. That's a red flag, but they stay. And you know, I can speak from personal experience in a situation that involved a lack of trust and just a really deep pattern of it. And I stayed. And I thought that they could learn to trust me in a sense. And it just continued to be a toxic pattern of it. And I ended up leaving that relationship, but it took a while. Mm-hmm. So what would you tell someone that feels stuck or maybe they see a friend who is like in that spot? And I want to talk a little bit more about that, someone on the outside, but how to identify the boundary and then to enforce it, so to say.
Before, when you start a relationship, identifying, like I said at the beginning, what are the red flags? If we can walk and understand relationships and how can we, you know, be respect have to be the first thing in any relationship. And we have to see it. Where there's lack of respect, you cannot go on, correct? Now, you're saying how to get out of that. When you start a relationship, let's go there so you can start thinking the way I'm thinking, the way I communicate this message to others. Is in my book, even I write about this Prince Charming, or this can be, you know, the woman of your life and the person who just make you feel the best, like the king, the princess, whatever. They give you everything your heart desires, right? They're unbelievable. So that's the first trap that you fall into. When we start relationships and everything sounds amazing, like your life is perfect. Then as the time passes by, things start changing. In this particular Prince Charming or Princess Charming, they like change. And they start getting upset. They start becoming controlling and things start changing, correct? So after that, you identify, you start going into this toxic relationship and you get trapped. First, why do you get trapped? You got trapped because you got love, you got protection, you got everything you wanted. And you don't want to accept. You're already in their hands. You're already basically in a captivity in your mind. You're a prisoner in your own mind because you think this is the only person that could love you. And they make you believe that way. And then when this individual start telling you, well, you're not good, you're not right, you're not this, you're not that, they start programming your brain and making you believe that you're not good enough for anyone else. And then you think, well, if we can fix it, then things can get better because at the beginning it was amazing or you have a fantastic relationship. But things don't work that way. The more you stay, the longer you stay, the trapper you are, the less you can leave this relationship, it will get worse. The first thing is identify someone you can talk to. Even you can find a friend. If you have a faith-based community, address it, go, if it's your priest, your pastor, whoever you can talk to, a counselor there, and just discuss your feelings, how you're feeling inside your soul, your heart. The first thing is understanding how are you feeling. Then I recommend always to write down and have like a journal and write it down about things in your relationship that you're right now experiencing and what's happening in you and why you want to, you're not feeling happy anymore. So you have it clear in your mind, you know, because you jot down the notes, then you know, and you read it again. This is how I'm feeling. This is how, what is happening in my life right now. Then after that, I recommend that if it will be for best, if the relationship has not escalated to the level of victimization, of throwing things, screaming, beating, and all that, I would recommend addressing and identifying a counselor that they can address your relationship and talk with both of you. But if it's just you, the individual who's suffering doesn't want to be there anymore, you need to take basically go on and just stop seeing the person, find help by finding a life coach. Also start creating your new life, recreating yourself and going to be back to who were you before. Because I think that's critical. When we ended up in toxic relationships, we forget about ourselves. We go and not anymore. What will I say? For example, if you were doing any sport, you don't do it anymore. If you were meeting your friends, you're not meeting them anymore. You lose contact with your community, with your friends. Sometimes people do not even work anymore. They don't have jobs. They stay home mothers or stay home fathers. So everything changes. So I think that recreating yourself in whatever way can help you. Also, I was thinking about a good advice I have given to individuals who they want to empower themselves to become back to who they were. Behavioral activation. What is behavioral activation? Playing activities that you usually like, but you have not been doing it. And then you can also, something very important, have a schedule. some people who they get very sad, upset, you know, you get blue and they lose about track of their lives and they start just leaving things like that without having any schedule. So creating a schedule and a list that you can come up with for things that you want to be doing every day, even you can start just with a week, you will look forward to do things and your life can start in a better way. Then I will recommend practice self-compassion. If you treat yourself with kindness and stop blaming yourself for all the past mistakes, it was yours or not, or you don't know where they're coming from because you at this point in time, you're really hurt of what happened, treat yourself with love. Then another thing that I recommend, live with mindfulness, live the moment, because that's the only way that we can really come out of very, very, I would say, intense relationship, hard times in life. Mindfulness help us come out of situations like that. Then surround yourself with positive people, family, friends, like I said, people who listen to you, who they do not judge. You know, we have to ask our friends, even tell them, if I want to share with you something, I don't want advice. I just want somebody to listen to me. And if you can find a, you know, a talk buddy, somebody you can talk to even every 1 hour a night, 30 minutes a night, somebody that can talk and you can get out of your system, all that toxicity, all that in your body that you have in your soul and you're hurting, you know, for so long. What else can I say? Self-care, try new hobbies, get enough sleep, exercise regularly, and of course, practice mindfulness, yoga, anything like that that can, you know, empower you, make you feel much better.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Hey, Love Tribe, I just want to ask you a few questions. I want to know why you guys are here. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner? Do you want to feel truly heard? Are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? And let's not forget about the fun. Do you long for those fun, giggly moments at the beginning of your relationship? Over the last decade of hosting this podcast with Chase, these have been our top questions. And we get it. We've been there. And that's why we created Spark My Relationship course, because we wanted to put the tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. So we're offering this course, Spark My Relationship, for only $100 until April 6th. In less than 90 days, this self-paced course will help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner, all while having fun doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 psychologists and therapists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. This offer is only going to last until Saturday, April 6th. So head on over to our website, sparkmyrelationship.com, and use the code FLASH24 at checkout to get the course for only $100. That's nearly 60% off, and it won't last. The sale ends April 6th. That's sparkmyrelationship.com and use the code FLASH24 to get our course for only $100. Hey, Love Tribe, I have just a few questions for you. I want to know why you are here listening to the podcast. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner and you want to feel truly heard? Or are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? Or do you just long for those fun, giggly moments of connection that you used to have at the beginning of your relationship? Well, over the last decade of hosting this podcast, those were the main reasons people tuned into the show. And we get it. We've been there. So we created our course, Spark My Relationship, because we wanted to put those tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. We're offering $100 off our course, Spark My Relationship, which is a self-paced course designed to help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a strong stronger, more intimate connection with your partner and have an amazing time doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. So to unlock this special offer of our course, our listeners can visit sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock to get $100 off. That's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock.
That's all super valuable and a lot to think about. And just from personal experience, it's interesting. And I also have friends who I've seen it, that it's an unhealthy relationship, like pretty objectively unhealthy, toxic situation. And yet I stayed, like I said, and eventually I left. But there's like this separation between knowing and seeing it, but then wanting it to be different. And obviously there's all kinds of different situations. For me, it was like there were lots of good things. And yeah, I think some of it came down to like a fear of being alone, you know? It's like, yeah. Well, I know this isn't great, but it's better than, you know, being alone, and it's a known entity, and being single is a bit unknown. And I dove into that personally, and to me there was attachment issues and things like that. And also a very smart friend of mine who is currently still in a relationship that is very, very clearly unhealthy and I think borderline abusive, physically abusive. And I know that happens all the time to people that are emotionally intelligent, that kind of, I don't want to say should, but yeah, like should know the situation, and yet they're kind of stuck or they don't want to see it. And even if therapists and family members are saying, hey, you deserve better in a sense, what do you tell people that are in those situations, whether it's a listener who is maybe identifying with it or someone listening who has a friend that they see that? How can they talk to them?
Well, first of all, if you have a friend, like I said, you cannot advise. That is the problem. The victim or the person who is going through this toxic relationship, they need to see it themselves. So they are the ones they need to share, you know, I am going through it. So we cannot tell them you're going through that. They need to start speaking up and seeing their truth, what's happening in their lives. So when they see it themselves, where they are and how they are like living this type of life, and many times, like you said, it's because people feel lonely, or people feel they're not going to find another partner, or they feel that this partner is the only one in the world, they stay. And that is the biggest mistake. You know, that is the biggest mistake, but it's very hard to detach. The second thing, not even a counselor can help someone, or even a psychologist, like I just get you out of the relationship. That person who is being victimized or who's going through abuse, they are the ones to make the decision to leave. So they are the ones that said, I'm leaving. So they have to build the strength. They need to understand what they're going through. And they really need to gain knowledge and preparation of how they're going to leave that relationship. But it's within them. We cannot even control. We cannot even advise. It's unbelievable. They will listen, but they will, until they don't make, they are the ones that are going to be making the decision.
Yeah. Like you said, it is a bit unbelievable in a sense, having gone through it myself and having also, like I said, witnessed it currently, that there's such deep things at play. And yeah, certainly the person needs to feel it for themselves, but especially as someone watching another person in a toxic relationship, it's really hard to witness that. Are there certain tools, or, you know, let's say someone's like sharing with a friend, you know, I know it's not that healthy, but it's not that bad, and there's good parts, and they're kind of talking themselves into it, hoping. And like I said, a lot of it I feel is like a hope that things will change, or combined with a fear of not being in that relationship. So it's like this thing that's keeping someone stuck. Is there anything you would tell someone who...
How can you help a friend?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. For example, right now, look at you. You have an amazing, you know, program, right? And there's so many right now podcast programs that people can listen. A friend can share something about, oh, why don't you listen to this? I've been listening and, you know, help us. And for example, myself, I'm going to share right now of about two individuals who I interview on my program in my podcast called Ending Domestic Abuse. And I feel that they have a lot to say and they have helped for at least one person that I know in leaving this relationship. This woman is a coach and her name is Linda Bonner, and her program was Overcoming Imposter Syndrome, Doubting Your Abilities. And this woman who was a victim of violence, and I was able to help her not long ago, which is, you know, we're talking about a few months, very, very short period of time. She was feeling always like she can't do this. She didn't have the ability. She didn't have that. She didn't have that. And she was living in this relationship for over 20 years. She didn't want to leave because she had a comfortable life. Her children, they were grown up now. They're going just to college. And she was trapped in this situation. And so what I did myself, I'm like, you know, why don't you listen to this particular program, this interview that I did for this person? And I think she's amazing. So she started listening and she went ahead and hired the individual and got into the program, for what I understood. And then from there, I think she got help from others in the community, in our community of help, because through my podcast, we have a virtual resource center that we help women and girls when they're going to toxic relationships and abuse. So that's a good way to say it. Share something that you have found. Do not be there like, you know, the righteous person saying, well, this is the good thing you need to do. This is that. No, just present to them. Who knows? Take them to a class, maybe a class of mindfulness, or do something that they have not been doing for a long time. Take them out of their environment so they can start seeing themselves. How do they feel out there? And then how they feel now, you know? And then there are ways that also the family can do some intervention. Family is important that they have their close and they do not judge these individuals who are going through abuse or type of victimization. I think having your family as a support system, it is very critical. And family who are not judgmental, who they're not gossip on what's happening. And one of the things that people are always scared about the gossip. So they're scared to share what's happening in their lives. So they don't want to tell friends. They don't want to tell the family. And they keep it for their own. And that's why many times these toxic relationships, they last for so long. So if you're a friend there, please extend a helping hand just by talking to a person, to this individual who you know that there's been a victim. Or, like I said, take them someplace, treat them for a coffee, treat them for go to an exercise class, going for a walk, bring in some resources into their lives that they can find useful. And that is one of my recommendations.
Obviously, there's all kinds of situations that people will find themselves in, or that a friend will be trying to support another friend in. And you've given us some great things to think about, whether we're on either side of this. Are there any things before we wrap up that you would like to leave our listeners with, something maybe we skipped over or something that you want to emphasize? And then we'll say goodbye.
Yes. It's something that I would like to emphasize, that they need to know that they are not alone, that there's a community out there. It will reach out, people respond. And that we need to know that we're strong with others, not by ourselves. So we need to find other people who can support us. So I really, really encourage, if you're in an abusive relationship, in a toxic relationship, don't let yourself be alone. Just reach out to whoever you can. You are not powerless. You really have power, and your power is within, and it will remain forever with you. Bring it out and stay strong.
Thank you, Dr. Green. Before we wrap up, can you tell our listeners where they can find you online and a little bit about your book, and then we'll say goodbye?
Yes. My website is ludigreen.com. That is ludigreen.com. And my book is Ending Domestic Violence Captivity. You can find it on Amazon. And as well, you can listen to our podcast, Ending Domestic Abuse, a virtual resource for women and girls. Thank you so much, Chase.
Well, thank you, Dr. Green. And our listeners can find all the links in our show notes and at idopodcast.com. And again, thanks for taking the time to come on the show.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, all the links to the guest, as well as any of their recommendations, will be in the show notes page. You can find the link to that in the episode description or by going to idopodcast.com. Click on the podcast tab up at the top and you will have access to all the episodes that we've ever done. There are over 300 of them. And while you're on our website, if you haven't checked out our free 14-day Happy Couple Challenge, we really hope you do. It's a free email challenge that we send to you. It's 14 days of fun, easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And if you're looking for something that provides a little more help with working on your relationship, whether it's improving intimacy or communication with your partner, or just bringing the spark back, we would love for you guys to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. We're offering $100 off to all of our listeners if you go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. We've worked with over 15 psychologists and therapists to create the real life tools and strategies that they are teaching their clients. So we wanted to give them to you. It's a self-paced online course that can be done in as little as a month or up to 3 months. You can really decide how much or how little you want to do with your partner, or maybe just yourself. So we hope you guys check that out. It's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. Have a great day.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.